Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
More woes for the A's new stadium project. The Oakland City Council pushing back against the latest plan. Phil, what did you make of the back and forth?
You know, I'll sum it up this way. It's pretty clear that not only are they not on the same page, the team, the city council, and the city and the county, I'm not sure they're even reading the same book. I mean, what we have here is one of the most ambitious ballpark massive developments on the West Coast has ever seen. The A's waterfront park, plus 3,000 apartments, plus a hotel, plus an indoor concert, an entertainment center, plus this, plus that, plus this. Questions about how it's going to be paid for, how much is the cities and the county going to put into it. The city and the county can't seem to agree on that. The city council doesn't like the deal that the mayor has struck with the A's. Everything is just going around and around, and the A's are now, you know, courting Las Vegas and other cities. Typical Oakland coming into what's supposed to be the final weeks of an agreement.
What made headlines was the back and forth, the questions about you've got this in the plan, this in the plan, this in the plan. What about affordable housing? And
yeah,
the answer was no affordable housing in the plan.
No, what the idea is that the money that the plan generates in extra taxes of some $450 million that would go to the city could then be used for affordable housing. But, you know, that is a big issue in Oakland and all around the Bay Area. And they're going, no, wait a minute, we want it there, and we want it made now, you know, and we're not going to wait for it. Another thing is they want a 45-year commitment from the team to stay in Oakland. And I don't think the A's are ready for that. They're talking 20, 25 years. But one of the big things that's going on, Patty, behind the scenes is in order for this to work, they have to create a special tax district. There's a question about how they're going to do that, or, you know, whether it's going to be one district or two and how big it's going to be and who's going to be paying the money. And they want the county, who's going to get a share of money from that tax district, to put that money towards the infrastructure costs, you know, the roads and the improvements that need to be made to build the ballpark in this huge development. Everybody wanted the county to say on board before the city council voted. The county just said, no, we're going to wait until after the city council votes. So they don't have a commitment from the county. They don't have the plan. And like I said, it is your typical Oakland 3 to 4, 5-way different ways to go at a time when usually these deals are coming together because you got to still sell it to the public. So what you're trying to do is when you unveil these things, Patty, is you have them all tightened up and ready to go, and then you put it in front of the council and everybody votes on it, and then you send it out. This is going into, you know, July 20th, wait to see what happens there. I got a feeling that the A's are going to be looking at Las Vegas a lot closer.
Phil, I was just going to ask you a blunt question. Can this marriage be saved?
You know something? I'm going to tell you something. There's a beauty in a bad marriage, because if all sides have no place left to go, if husband and wife don't have another place to go, they got to stick together. And that just might be the saving grace here.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.